Boys Will Be Boys, written and read by Clementine Ford.
Introduction. In 1996's The Craft, an epic ride of a movie about four teenage witches who join together to form a coven. Shit goes down, people get hurt, don't mess with the gifts you've been given, etc. Manon is the spiritual deity who can be invoked to bestow power on his devotees. In describing Manon to newcomer Sarah, coven leader Nancy, played to gothic perfection by Fairuza Balk, says, quote, "If God and the devil were playing football, Manon would be the stadium that they played on. He would be the sun that shone down on them." End quote. The fabricated deity of Manon wasn't intended to represent patriarchy, although you have to question why the spiritual being created as a figure of worship for teenage witches is written as a male figure. Something-something male scriptwriters something-something don't understand women. But I'm going to steal the analogy to explore how a system that oppresses everybody by, in part, reinforcing regressive stereotypes of binary gender can be continuously unseen even by those oppressed by it. Like Nancy's explanation of Manon to Sarah, the concept of patriarchy is hard to explain. It is especially hard to explain to those people who have either never heard of it or whose only experience of it is in laughing sarcastically at feminists and all our lol-triggered paranoia. Patriarchy isn't a visible building that we can walk in and out of. It isn't a wardrobe of clothing we can run our hands through, whose fabric we can feel and count the fibres of. It's in the air we breathe, the gravity that keeps us weighted to the earth. It is a language we learn to speak from the moment we're born, but it has no pattern of speech, no formal sentence structure, and no written alphabet. It's the stadium that the game of life as we know it is played in, the sun that shines down on it, and the grass that carpets the ground. I knew there was a reason I hated football. Some people are resistant to discussing patriarchy or its impact because they understand it not as a form of structural power that is woven through every facet of our lives, but rather as something hysterical women whinge about in order to make men feel bad. But it isn't feminism or the challenges it throws down to patriarchy that creates the cultural expectations placed on men that lead to their self-doubt, to their increased levels of poor mental health, and the subsequent refusal to talk about such things, or to the shame many of them feel for failing to measure up to the so-called rules of manhood inflicted on them from birth. Although the system of patriarchy is designed to privilege masculinity, with an emphasis on cishet masculinity, it also demands of men a conformity to rigid constraints that, depending on their ability to move freely within these constraints, carries a degree of harm and oppression. In her no-holds-barred TED Talk on patriarchy and how to dismantle it, Professor Ananya Roy, a scholar in urban planning and global development, says, quote, "Patriarchy also defines the identity of men. It is as much the enforced script of proper masculinity, how to be a real man, as it is that of proper femininity." End quote.